opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What I just got hit with? Toby?
What's that?
I have to pay my dues for the Pro Football Writers of America. I just got hit. 75 bones.
That's always fun.
Right. It's like getting a speeding ticket in the mail. So I've actually really been enjoying I used to love – sadly, Bickle got to do this with quarterbacks all the time because Washington was always in search of a new quarterback. So the Junks would do this thing where Bickle would watch film in a commercial break and then give his grade on a quarterback prospect. And his instincts often were very correct. I think I enjoyed that. Now we're in a world where we're not looking at quarterbacks for a very, very long time, you know? So now EB's doing this with draft prospects in basketball. And he looked at Malawach today, and Bickle said, he's a massive human but a one-dimensional role player. Hard for me to imagine them taking him at six. The Malawach stuff has been really interesting. David Aldridge had this awesome article. Did you read DA's draft confidential thing, Toby?
No, I haven't had a chance to read it, but I know he's been all over Malawach as a potential guy for DC. He mentioned the Thunder as part of the reason, seeing how Chet is used, having Hartenstein be able to help out at times to be that true big and letting Holmgren play the floor, even though they were playing him at the five a lot last night. Like, I'm down with that idea. I think that it helps out. It sets an identity defensively, but no, I haven't read that specific piece yet.
Well, he just talks about kind of evaluations. Malawach are all over the place. And maybe he doesn't get past 14, but nobody's exactly sure where he'll go. I think maybe the Spurs have the 14th pick, so imagine Malawach with Wemby. Goodness gracious. But it's a really good article. DA also talks about Derek Queen, where he might go. And it seems like folks are very split on Queen's game. Questions about what he can do defensively. But offensively, he's so gifted. If you get him in the right system, how he can just be an up-tempo kind of guy. For the Wiz at six, more and more people are saying Ace Bailey could get there. And I listened to Russillo's podcast, and he had the Rutgers coach on. And let's just all kind of give our thoughts on Ace Bailey. Undeniably gifted. 6'9", freshman, average 19 points per game, can get to the rack. He's just this the prototypical NBA wing, I would say, just like big, long, athletic, can do it all. But this, to me, as a draft pick, is purely on potential. Like, you don't know what he is yet. And one thing that's been weird, so I listened to an interview with Ace Bailey's college coach from Rutgers. Said, love him, great kid. You know, he's going to be a part of this thing for a long time. And his college coach said all the right things about him. But the other part of this that we know is Ace Bailey's refusing to take any of these pre-draft workouts. As of now, Bailey has declined workouts from the Sixers, the Hornets, and Utah. Like, just said, hey, I'm not coming, right? And those are the teams in front of Washington. There's some, I guess, belief that, like, he wants to be in D.C. I think, based on what I've read, is that he wants minutes. He wants to be able to get shots right away. And I guess in D.C., he can do that. Russillo, who's like a foremost NBA expert, I would say, says that Bailey kind of chose sketchy representation. I guess his agent is a dude without much, without a lot of, like, other clients. And I think you can kind of see maybe some, I don't know, maybe just inexperience in how they're handling Ace Bailey's pre-draft workout. White Brian, who is it? I guess you know who it is, the agent?
It's Sharif Cooper's dad, former Auburn Tiger, War Eagle.
How many clients does this dude have?
I believe it's just Sharif Cooper.
That gives me a little pause. Like, what is Ace Bailey's relationship to Sharif Cooper or Mr. Cooper? Are they like,
I gotta
related?
Imagine they are friendly. I don't know the direct relationship.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It seems like there's some inexperience, because even if you maybe don't want to get drafted by the Sixers or something, the more interest you can create in you being drafted third overall or fourth overall, the better it is for you.
Yeah, and this isn't a case, like, I just saw that there was a kid that had been flying all around the country to do workouts, and he just tore his Achilles. Now, he was, like, the 63rd ranked prospect, according to ESPN or something like that. I can't remember exactly, but he was probably a second-round guy. At best, he sneaks his way back into the end of the first round. And that's a little bit different than this case, where, you know, for that one, he's trying to drum up any interest at all in any team, saying, please draft me. Ace Bailey's getting drafted in the first round. You don't know where yet. I mean, consensus was, JP, when this whole situation started, it was going to be Cooper Flag 1, either Ace Bailey or Dylan Harper 2, and then the other goes 3. And now it's looking like, because of the situation going on, also, it's not just him skipping workouts. It's the fact that he was thought to be 6'10", JP. He was thought to be this super long wing that would be Kevin Durant-esque, right, in terms of that height, and he's now measured in at like 6'7.5", which you act like it's not that big of a deal, but there are a lot of 6'7", 6'8", wings that can go out there and get a bucket. Not as many 6'10", 6'11", guys that can go get a bucket like he can. So that kind of dinged him a little bit. Then also you have this situation. I don't know. He's intriguing. To me, if I were drafting third overall, if I were the 76ers, I wouldn't take him. I think there's too much risk there. But when you look at the guys that are probably going to get taken ahead of him, if he falls to six, like VJ Edgecombe, I would take ahead of him. Obviously, the top two in Harper and Flag, I take ahead of him. I think I would take him ahead of Maluwach. I think there's a real discussion to be had of whether you would take Ace Bailey or Trey Johnson, depending upon what you want. Trey Johnson is a very athletic, good scoring two guard. Or do you want to go?
Fill it up.
Or do you want the Ace Bailey, who maybe is a little bit more difficult to find? But I think Ace Bailey, I understand why they want him to play, because I think he has to work on his game a lot, because the thing that he specializes in is something that a lot of NBA teams don't focus on anymore, which is a lot of dribble pull-up mid-range jump shots. And he did that a lot at Rutgers, and he knocked down a lot of difficult ones. But I don't want to live on that. And I don't want to live on a guy always taking contested jumpers, because generally that means he's not creating separation or getting to the bucket. And I don't think his handle's particularly great. But in terms of ceiling, for guys that you could get at six if he falls there, I think you got to take a shot.
I think I'd rather have Knipple. You'd rather take Bailey in the upside than Knipple.
I think so. I think Knipple definitely has the higher floor. Like, you know, he can step in and he's going to be a solid role player. And if he hits a ceiling, he can be maybe a really, really good role player. Do you see star potential in Knipple?
No, but I think he'll be the second best player on a team that wins titles.
Sure. Okay. I just don't see star potential in Knipple. And I see potential stardom in Ace Bailey. Now, it's going to take a lot of work to get there. So if you want to say, I'd rather bet on the more sure thing, then that's fine. But I think the thing that the Wizards are missing is they've got a lot of guys that could probably play into being solid role players. They're lacking the star. So I think you got to shoot for the stars in this case, especially considering you can probably find another guy next year that can fit the role player role if you don't end up with the first pick again if you get screwed. The idea is hopefully next year you're getting the number one pick.
I hear that, and I don't know that he showed us anything last year to think he's a star, but they just drafted a kid number two overall. Shouldn't that be your future star?
I mean, ideally, but then that was the whole discussion about how, of course, the Wizards get the number two pick in a draft where it's a draft that isn't thought to have any really star
right.
players, right? So I think that Alex Sarr can be that, but I think that's why you make that sort of a pick with Sarr, too, is, I mean, unique body type, unique style of play, can get up and down the floor as a seven-footer, block shots. He worked on his game, and he was... If you want to dream as a Wizards fan, go back and look at what Alex Sarr did in December. If he can get close to what he did in the month of December, then you could be looking at a star player. I think you saw as the season went on, he got better. I think Ace Bailey, though, I wouldn't take him at three, but there's not many guys that at six, assuming Edgecombe, Flag, and Harper are gone, I think he's probably my fourth or fifth guy just because of the upside that you could get there. You have to work on some of the maturity of his game, I think. And you have to work with him on understanding what a good shot selection is. I think you got to work on his handle. I think you got to work a little bit on his ability to get to the rim. But what NBA prospect doesn't have some things you got to work on? And his ceiling, if you can iron out some of those flaws, I think is just as high as just about anybody in this draft.
Jeff, where you at on Bailey?
I don't mind him, JP. It's just if he come here with the roster that we have, we need a guy that's going to put in the effort. That's all. Because I'm not going to lie, JP, I was so sold on us getting the first pick and with Cooper Flag. I was like, I'm speaking it into existence. Now it's like, okay, we didn't get who I wanted. Now the next player
I want. Real in on Dylan Harper. I think,
Like
you guys don't remember Ron Harper, and I only remember like late in his career when he was the point guard on the second three-peat for the Bulls. But he was a dog, dude. And I just, like, I buy that stock, you know? I just, well, are you impacted with Bailey at all, with all the stuff? Like, not his shot selection or his handle, but, like, why are you not taking these visits? Why are you trying to control where you go? Maybe that's just young players. They feel emboldened and they can control it. I don't know.
Yeah, my thing is, look, if you want to go somewhere and you don't make it there, now the team that you have been drafted to, you got to play. I look at it even though this would be better for B to weigh on, but I look at it like this. if you're a person trying to manipulate where you land in professionally, if you don't land that place, now your job has then become two times harder because you really can't have an off game because you're going now people going to look at, oh, well, he didn't want to be here. Is that the reason why he playing like this? And God forbid he come in and stink it up because, you know, it takes some time to adjust into the NBA. That's why there's a G League. Well, that's why there are development leagues in all sports. But he has a tougher job coming in now that he's trying to manipulate it. My thing is, I don't care about all of that. I like I said, I care about the effort. Wherever you land, if you land in Washington, if you're here, you better play like this the team you wanted to play for.
We need dogs. We need canines, as the great Doc Walker says. All right, I'm going to tell you the truth. I don't know what's about to happen. A fellow by the name of Sports Grumpy on the internet, Jeff, is it fair to say the song is about me?
Yeah, the song is definitely about you. And I've listened to it like three times already.
All right, we're going to play what sounds very, very weird. Song about me next. It's B. Mitch Finley.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.